واسمه ما شاء الله حضرات الاسلام هذا مولانا الحكيم هو تقدير صاحب رحمه الله عليه الاشعار في خدمته الاشعار ان poetry of our شيخ هذا مولانا الحكيم هو تقدير صاحب رحمه الله عليه سواي تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں. This is the translation of the دعا of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من اللہ الا هو. There is no place of refuge, no place of safety, security, except if a person goes to Allah. If you want safety, security, go to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Run towards Allah. کسے غمِ جان و دل سناؤں کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤں. Who must I tell my grief to? Who must I tell my grief to? And who must I tell the hurt that I have in my heart? Who must I tell? People, they find themselves in problems, difficulties, hardships, grief, sorrow. Many people are depressed. Who must they go and tell their problems? Why? Because if you tell it to the people of the world, more than not, in most cases, you tell it to a person who is not sincere to you, disloyal. One is you have the problem itself, then you make it another problem by telling it to somebody. Because you don't know that somebody might get more happy listening to your problems. It might be, doesn't keep it there, he goes and tell it to somebody else. You go and tell your secret, he goes and tell it. So it doesn't become, remain one problem, second problem, third problem. So who must you tell your problems to? Allah. So that's why I have to say, dunya wale to be wafa hai. The people of the world, they are be wafa, they are disloyal. Wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai, they don't know the value of wafa, of loyalty. Phir inko dil dekar zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyun banao? Why must I compromise my position by telling them my problems, by telling them my secrets? And why must I add to my problems and my misery by telling it to somebody? They are not sincere. Turn to Allah. Get up for tahajjud. Put your head down into the sajda and cry to Allah and see if Allah Ta'ala doesn't remove our problems. You can never defend that Allah doesn't remove. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, two sons of his. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي. Who is he telling his problem to? Allah. Then further, Rahmatullah says, ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa. You going to tell to somebody else that's a but, it's an idol. He himself is muhtaj. He himself in problems. What are you going to do? You're going to become a beggar to the beggar? He himself is in problems. Ghulam in ka banu to kyun kar? Why must I become his ghulam? And why must I become, why must I tell him my problems and compromise my position? Then Adhan Allah says that غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں. Why would I become the غلام and the servant and the slave of a slave, and by telling him that, why must I lower my position, and why must I reduce my value? And then Allah says, یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیرا. یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیرا, مگر نشیمن جو ہار دی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤ. What is what I say is that I accept that here in a garden, in a park, the nightingale is very, very happy to stay here among the beautiful, colorful flowers. But then the nest that it stays in, that nest is very, very weak. It is temporary. So why must I make this maskan, this world, a permanent residence of mine? In other words, Hazrat Wala says that this whole dunya is like a park, a beautiful park. You know, it's beautiful to the eye also. Why must I put my heart into the dunya? Because the dunya is temporary. Then dunya is going to get finished one day. So why must I treat the dunya as if I'm going to live here forever and forever and forever? So this in reality is a translation of what? Of the ayat of the Quran, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَقْمٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ. Also it is a translation of what كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانَ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Also it is that translation of what مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. And also مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَ بَيْتًا وَإِنْ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتُ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The ulama of Allah say. So then, after the Hazrat of Allah, Rahmatullah Ali says, مُجَ تُوَأَخْتَرْ سُكُونَ دِلْ. People are looking for peace of heart and mind. Where will you find it? You'll find it in drugs, na'udhu billah. You'll find it in holidays, na'udhu billah. You'll find it in tours, no. You'll find it in other things, no. Find it in football, cricket, no. Standing in front of the TV, no. Playing with a phone, no. Where will you find it? You'll find it by the Allah, who will join you to the Allah, to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mujeto, Hazrat Bala said, Mujeto akhtar sukune dilgar milato bas ehle dilke darbar. Mujeto akhtar sukune dilgar milato ehle dilke darbar. So in ke darbar, me apna maskan, sami me dil se na kyu bana. Hazrat Bala said, if I did get contentment and peace of heart and mind, it is only by the in the company of the Ahli Wala, of the Ahlullah. But then, in that case, why should I not make their doorstep a place of permanent residence for myself with all my heart? So this is why when we are coming here, we are coming to the Ahlullah, listen to their talk. They are the ones who will join us to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when a person is joined to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his connection is with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then inshaAllah through the barakat of that, a person will start remembering Allah, he will fulfill the rights of Allah, he will make the ibadah, he will obey Allah Ta'ala, he will not disobey Allah. And in that is a person's peace of heart and mind. Allah Ta'ala make us among those people.
कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार रब जिधर भी जाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार रब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे में जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार रब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे में जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा है वफा की कीमत से बेखबर है ये दुनिया वाले तो बेवफा है वफा की कीमत से बेखबर है फिर इनको दिल दे के जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार रब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे में जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं ये बुत जो मोहताज है सराफा ये बुत जो मोहताज है सराफा गुलाम इन बनू तो क्यों कर गुलाम का भी गुलाम बनकर मैं अपनी कीमत को क्यों बताऊं गुलाम का भी غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گٹاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غمیں جانو دل سناؤں کسے میں زخمیں جگر دکھاؤں یہ مانا ہم نے یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا مگر نشیمن جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں مگر نشیمن جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں مجھے تو اکثر سکون دل گھر مجھے تو اکثر سکون دل گھر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے تو اکثر سکون دل گھر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غمیں جانو دل سناؤں کسے میں زخمیں جگر دکھاؤں
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القار والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا صدق الله المولانا العظيم Before our actual talk, just a reminder for all of us that we all are enjoying every moment different ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And particular ni'mat we take, for example, our food comes in front of us. We sit in our vehicles and travel, we go in our house, so many ni'mat of Allah. So whenever any ni'mat comes, if we can just reflect a little bit. One is that this ni'mat, Ya Allah, it's only from you, from no one else. Allah has made the asbab and the means, they are asbab and means. But the ni'mat is only from Allah Ta'ala. And that I'm totally unworthy of it. You, out of your great mercy, you have given, acknowledge this, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Second, all those who were the means of that ni'mat coming to us, make dua for them, Allah reward them, they have to, whatever they have done for us to achieve that ni'mat. For example, the food, the wife cooked it, and she prepared it, whoever, we will say, eat at somebody's place, they prepared it, acknowledge that, and make dua for all those people. Thirdly, we make dua for those people who haven't got these ni'mats. There are thousands, millions of people without food, without a house, without transport. So many people, so much to be. And if Allah give us the means, give us the topic, we should physically, in kind, help all those people. But the bare minimum, at that time make dua. If I'm not worthy of it, Ya Allah, what ni'mats you have given me. Please see to the needs of all the people, whatever needs. We are enjoying good health. Those people who are in hospitals, people who are in so much difficulty, so much trouble, health-wise, financial-wise. I'm living nice, alhamdulillah, with my wife. We've got no fight, no dispute in the family. How many people, what they going through? The fight between the husband and the wife. We can't think, it's like Jahannam. This is how they are going, what the poor wife is going through, what the husband is going through. So we make dua for them. And fourthly, that Ya Allah, you have given me this ni'mat, I appreciate it. Please give me in akhirat also. It mustn't be that you say, in the akhirat, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمْ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعَتُمْ بِهَا. That you enjoyed whatever you did, little good, I paid you, you got. And here now, here is a humiliating punishment now, waiting for you. Allah save us. So Allah give us tawfiq. And it doesn't take so long, this is a little explanation. It will just pass through the mind. But where your position, you'll be sitting on the floor and eating, by Allah you'll be by the arsh of Allah. Your ujur, your rewards will be such that you will be shocked when Allah will open, Allah accept it, give us sincerity. And the reward of this, what a great ibadat it is, and what the rewards will be, Allah give us tawfiq. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif. Where can there be anything that can come anywhere near Quran Sharif? The superiority of the Quran, the Kalam of Allah, what remedies and what teachings Allah Ta'ala has given us. One great, great thing that we have to strive for, work for, is unity. That we all have unity. And how Allah has explained, given the command, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, that all hold firmly together, unite together on the rope of Allah. Rope of Allah, the Quran Sharif, the teachings of Allah Ta'ala. So unite on that, all become strong and hold firmly onto that. In this way you will get unity. Unity is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which unfortunately we are, to by and large, we are deprived of it. Many times even in the home we haven't got unity. There are fights and arguments in the businesses, in our religious matters. We usually, commonly it's on the people's tongue, the ulama haven't got unity. They are not united. They all got their differences. In every field we will find all this here. And the strife and the warfare in the world, there is no use, the opposite of it, the fighting that's carrying on. And in that, how people, how little children are suffering, how women, old people are suffering. When we just hear the stories of Syria, we hear the stories of other places, what people are going through. If we had unity, what a great thing. So it's a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that we have this unity. And Allah has commanded it also. That wa'atasimu, have unity. So this unity of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has made it clear also
that what is this unity? Just a little bit. We all want unity, and this unity, Allah has defined it in this ayat also. That unity is only that unity is that only is unity which is on the rope of Allah, with Allah. Allah is our creator, Allah is our maker. So He has given the instructions of how we should be used. If somebody makes some gadget, electronic gadget, some of new technology, they gave instructions of how it must be used. The greatest technology which all the technology of the world will never reach, this insan. And how to use this insan and get the maximum benefit out of it, in this dunya also, in akhirat also, it's only by the instructions of Allah. If we're going to follow somebody else's instruction for the product which Allah has made, then wada tafarraqu, we are going to become tafarraqu. We are going to get divided into all so many other, and that is what we have landed ourselves in. All the other ideologies, all the other philosophers, all the people calling to them, Allah is our creator. And who has made our eyes? Do we make the eyes of our children? Do we make the heart of our children? Allah alone is the maker. And that also how Allah is the creator. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Allah created us in the wombs of our mothers. And layers of darkness, one in darkness, total darkness. ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. Allah's Qudrat is working there. And what a model Allah made. And not one, according to present statistics, about 250,000 Allah's factories are in the world. The wombs of the mothers and the babies are prepared. So Allah made us, and He gave us the instructions also. So we have to use those, that is unity. If all of us use the instructions of the Maker, we will get unity. So this is that unity which is a command of Allah, which we have to have in our lives, which we have to strive and make effort for which we have to forego a lot of our own things in order to have that unity. And Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. That O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, had you spent everything of the world to unite the Sahaba, you would not have been able to do it. From here we understand that spending money, usually we understand, and people are bought out easily. So when people are bought out, you can't have unity. And if a person who wants to have this unity, this ulfat, this muhabbat, it doesn't come with money. That we pay somebody, somebody is on our payroll, whether it is actually we are paying the person and he's doing our job, or whether we are in kind, we're sending them for umrah, we're sending them for hajj, we're buying them 4x4s, we're giving them all things. If you're on the payroll of anybody, you won't be able to get unity. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you also have to put them on your faith, but when it comes from the heart, when it is in the heart that Hablullah, the rope of Allah, the Quran, this is the truth, and I'll give my life for you. Hazrat Ahmad, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, just on one masala of the Quran, not all the other teachings, one masala, that it's not created, it's Allah Ta'ala's sifat. On that He gave His life. How He was punished for it, how He was... and because of all that, Quran is alive and we got the right of Tila. Had they all given in at that time, and they were all tempted, Imam Abu Hanifa, and all this infaq, the spending and buying out people, it comes first with flattery, then it comes with bribery, and then it comes with torture. So in this way they want to buy out people. So this is not a new thing, it has happened all the time. And we have to be careful, we don't become guilty of this. And it's not easy, a person doesn't many times realize himself that he's on the payroll of somebody, that he's an agent of somebody, and he feels I'm sincere, but he's actually an agent of somebody else. So this unity which Allah Ta'ala wants from us is very, very important. It's something that we have to strive for. Hazrat Uthman alayhi salatu wasalam, famous it is about him, he told his children, he took a stick and he said, break it. Oh, it was easy to break it. He made a bundle of all the sticks. He said, break it now. They couldn't break it. So, and the famous saying comes from here also, that united we stand, divided we fall. So, united we stand. And unity, here it comes to it, the indication, Allah's oneness is referred to as the unity of Allah. So, unity only comes when we have Allah, the oneness of Allah. If we want to seek it from anywhere else, then it becomes tafarraqu. And then we will get dispersed. We will get divided. So, united we stand. From here also we understand how the words of Allah Ta'ala are. Even in our support, if we stand united, that is together, then it is kabunyani marsus, a very solid wall. That filled with lead, it is filled. So if we stand united, we will survive. And when we get divided, we get separated, that is the time we will fall. And as somebody has explained beautifully, this in our sufuf also we should stand, Allah give us tawfiq. And really it is our gunas which we don't think of also. Generally in our saf, we were not standing, what we say, shoulder to shoulder. Shoulder to shoulder is that the upper shoulder of ours, upper arm, the outside of the upper arm must touch the other person next to you on both sides. If we are on the one side of the imam, then the other side, which is towards the imam, we must make sure my shoulder is touching this person. We have to move that 1 centimeter, move. But make sure that then we can feel our upper arm is touching. When we leave that gap of even 1 millimeter, and it's not touching, but we are leaving even where now we are standing, what we call shoulder to shoulder, but still there is a gap of 0.5 centimeter, a gap of 1 centimeter. Ulama has written, when the gaps are there, shaitan comes back. After adhan, shaitan comes back to the masjid. After iqama, he comes back again into the masjid. And he fills up that place then. And when he fills it, this wasal is all thoughts. We don't concentrate in our namaz, which is a common thing. Many of us have to. He puts it now. Think about this, think about that. And then, because we are not standing, we were not standing, we are not standing, shoulder to shoulder, they are not touching our shoulders. So Allah, as a punishment, made us stand now 1 meter apart. 1.5 meter apart. Now shaitan is not coming alone, he's coming with his whole family. He's coming with his whole kumbah. His whole tribe is coming now. So then we can see the division in the ummah which is taking place now. Even worse, our division is going now. And the solution is not to go away, it is to come back. We come closer to one another. In the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the commands of Allah, is there, that is where our solution. The ummah is a powerful nation. And the unity of the ummah is extremely powerful. And today, Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made an effort. Finally on Hajjatul Wada, in the famous speech of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Be all the servants of Allah as brothers to one another. And all the details Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That amanat was given to the ummah. We ourselves, we made pieces of the ummah. All the pieces we have made of the ummah. And the enemy today are making mints out of those pieces. We can blame the enemy, but it's our own wrongdoing. And our solution will not come until I myself admit it's my problem. It's my problem, it's because of my gunas. And then our gunas, which collectively, and then the serious gunas of shamelessness which are taking place. Lesbianism, homosexuality, all this sexual, the teaching of sex, the shamelessness in the schools, what terrible things are being taught. And it's a blind eye. It's taught in all the schools across the board. Darwin's theory of evolution. But we are just, we are going on. It means nothing to us. So because of that, if not all our condition, this is still Allah's greater Asad. We are still existing. We still got our Iman. And may Allah save us from any extra onslaught. And all the difficulties and hardships, Allah protect us. So anyway, this unity is a very great thing which Allah Ta'ala has given us. But like with almost everything today, لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه. Well, nothing has remained of Islam but the name of Islam. This unity, just the name of unity is remained. And worse than that, not only the name, there is one term which is called Ilhad, Mulhideen. And what is that? That you use that term, that Islamic term, but under it you put something else. It's like you have a Coca-Cola bottle, Pepsi-Cola, is just an example, even just for health reasons, don't even touch the bottle. Forget drinking it. Don't even look at that bottle for health reasons. And for all other reasons, it's even much more. And the others which are artificially flavored, sugar-free, that's even worse. Many times a sugar patient thinks that I take this, what do you call it?
Diet Coke,
that's even worse than the other. So anyway, but in that, if you fill black vinegar, the name is Pepsi, the name is Coke, but you got black vinegar in there. So this is what is called Ilhad. The name is an Islamic name. But inside is filled all the other things.
Yes,
so this unity which people are talking about, using that wonderful, which is a command of Allah, which we have to strive for and have, but that unity they are referring to something else. And they are calling towards that unity, which is not the unity which is to oneness of Allah. The Quran Sharif, our deen, the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is all everything as man-made laws, man-made things. My ideology. I want unity. I want all must listen to me. Okay? So you want unity, all must listen to you. There can't be unity in that. I have some ideology. There are ideologies in the world. Communism, capitalism, and many modernism, and so many others. Everyone calling to their particular thing. There can't be unity in that. So unity is one, that oneness of Allah. We have to go. That is when we can get in. We all turn to Allah. To understand this, we'll just use a first material, dunya's example, by which hopefully we can understand easily that how this word unity is misused and what is the wrong unity. Like, for example, if we are told unity is very good, you must have unity. At all costs, you must have unity. Forgo your own interests, everything has unity. So have unity with all the drug lords also. We mustn't have ill feelings with them, we must unite with them. With all the gangsters also. With all the rapists also. With all the people who are evil. Everyone hopefully will understand that unity is totally out. You can use the word unity, but it is totally out. You can't have unity with these people. They are doing they are destroying, they are plundering the very fabric of society. All these wrongdoers are plundering the very fabric of society. How can we have unity? Everyone will shout out loud. What are you talking about? And also another aspect, that every unity also is not good. If these drug lords have to unite, all these cartels and all these gangsters, and in many countries, governments can't fight them anymore. Where they have ganged up and they have united, the government with all its army, with all its police, they can't fight those people. And they have to try and use all other things, or just try and turn a blind eye. But when they become so strong, if all the, which is a common problem in the prisons, etc., all the crooks are put there and they gang up there. And then they share their ideas. And in many cases, they come out worse than what they went in. Okay? So, and it is a problem for them, which they acknowledge and which they try and sort out. So, that unity of all the crooks, of all the, of all people who are doing evil, that unity is not that commendable, that appreciated, it is a catastrophe. If the, all the crooks have to get united, all the wrongdoers have to get united, is what will happen. So as we can understand with this material thing, like that, let us understand in our deen. Those who are plundering our deen, that is much more worse. But we don't take it as worse. We don't take it. Today, if my child doesn't make namaz, the most I will tell him, you must make namaz or something. Somebody may be a bit more strict or something. He spoke a lie or whatever wrong he did. But if he broke a glass or he did some other wrong, he scratched the car. One very long ago, one friend, his son, all grown up, the father has passed away now. The son just scratched the car, reversing it. He was underage, he said, today I'm a dead man. But then the father, alhamdulillah, he should come and he changed. And he just overlooked him. And so that was, he couldn't believe my father overlooked. Because he knew I'm a dead person today. Just because of a scratch with the car. Today many of us, small things. One time at the madrasa, one person, I think it was his Mercedes-Benz or some other, just the bare, some people broke it. And he was so angry with us. Just because the bare was broken. But it's your life. Today for sports, people, your team lost or something, or anything like that. And murders take place. What and what doesn't take place of all this? So for dunya things we can understand. Very, very sadly for me, myself, all of us, our deen hasn't got that value also. It hasn't got the value of a soccer star. Wow. It hasn't got the value of some my team won or lost. It hasn't got, deen is plundered. And then we, if anybody speaks, no, you must say you destroy the unity. That you mustn't destroy the unity. You must have the unity. That those people, you must accommodate them also. You must be tolerant. Tolerance is another great word that is used. Must be tolerant. But for dunya's matters, total intolerance is shown. But for deen, you must be tolerant with that person. Similarly with this, we can understand which is happening, and people say they are confused that social gatherings we have, a wedding, or forget a wedding which is a walima, which is, that is the only gathering we're supposed to have, not any other function, whether it's a walima, Quran, Sharif, Khatam occasion, or any other, even deeny thing. But so many wrongs are taking place, photography, music, mixing of the man and the woman, it is all wrong. And if somebody doesn't want to attend, or somebody attends and he says something is wrong, you are breaking the unity of the family. Who is breaking the unity and who is being blamed for breaking the unity? That even these people who are blamed, they also get confused. They say, Maulana, I thought, no, I want to break the unity of the family, I also just join. Maulana, what must I do? This? They say, we're breaking the unity of the... Who is breaking the unity? Unity is on deen. This is ilhad when you're using unity for wrong things. Many of us in our family matters, that you are breaking the unity. Many families, they've grown up now, and they have occasions when they all meet. Now their daughters-in-law, their children, cousins, now they've become cousins, they've become balighs and grown up. Up to now, all we should sit together, we should eat together. But now the laws of parda have become applicable. And somebody wants to observe that law, now you are breaking the unity of the family. You are going against, you are breaking us up. This family was such a united family. That is not unity, that is disunity, that is tafarraku. That is we are breaking the unity. Unity is on the law of Allah Ta'ala. That is the only unity that is on the law of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to understand this and understand this, what is creeping in our deen. For example, now let us understand in our deeni matters. A person who slanders Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and we say we must have peace with them. How can we have peace? Well, if we knew my mother, Allah give me tawfiq to know the value of my mother. But Ummahat al-Mu'mini, Ummul Mu'mini, where is my mother compared to Ummul Mu'mini? Where is my mother, she gave birth to me, she brought me, she went through difficulties for me. But my mother and Ummul Mu'mini, for my mother somebody has to speak ill. If my wife, say your mother, her mother-in-law, which happens unfortunately, we become so angry. My mother has passed away, please leave my mother alone. Don't talk about my mother. Don't talk about my father. He has passed away. It's our problem. Don't talk. Ummul Mu'mineen. And that, we must have peace. We mustn't speak anything. There you are being, you are destroying the unity of the Ummah. Mm-hmm. Who's destroying the unity and who's being blamed for destroying the unity? What are our thinking? Which lies have our thinking gone? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, what is his position? My father is my father. We love our father. We Allah give us all tawfiq continuously, dua maghfirah, isali sawab, Allah raise us, everything. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and what bakwas, what terrible things are told. But now with that, we must have peace with all. Hey, we are the minority in a country, our political situation we must consider, so we must accommodate. So this is not unity. Hey, this is ilhad. Hey, this is zindiqiyat. Hey, that we are now, we're using the name, the lofty name of unity. But for what we are using it? To make friends with these people. To tolerate them. To shield them. If nothing else, we just shield them. We mustn't talk about these things. Let's rather talk about sports. That is all right. But about these things, we don't talk. How can we do that? So Allah give us to understand what this, and on unity is the strength of the Ummah. And this unity, and worse than that, we are using those lofty Islamic symbols and names, and we are putting filth and dirt there under. So Allah Ta'ala save us. Same thing, let us understand with regard to this unity. The khatmi nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ana khatmun nabiyyin. It's a cornerstone of our iman. Little bit of difference that we have, and we don't believe properly that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was the last and final Nabi Rasul. No Nabi can come in anyway. No Zilli Nabi, no Buruji Nabi, no whatever technical terms you try and explain, there can be no Nabi after Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So much so that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, that if somebody claims Nabuwat today at any time, and you ask him, what is your proof of Nabuwat? Just you're questioning him, you have lost your iman. In other words, this is not objective.
Objectionable.
Yeah. This is, if you accept it wholehearted, there is no question. The world can come with all the dalail. But there is no, they finish. Nabi our Nabi alayhi salam, and mashallah for khatme Nabuwat, how many people have given their lives for it? In fact, Allama Yusuf Manuri rahmatullah alayh, he was poisoned for the same thing. He gave his life for the same thing, for the khatm al-nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, those who are the little brothers of Qadiani, Fathullah Gulen, they got the same beliefs. If you go on their website and see, it's akin, it's the same thing, it's just a small brother, that's all. But today, we want to shield them, we support them, we attend their functions, we do all the things, and we call that unity. If somebody speaks against that, you're disuniting the Ummah. You are breaking up the Ummah. So we have to see in which direction we are going. This is a very, very important aspect of our deen. As the month of Safar, there are many things which are which people have got all superstition, etc. This is worse than all that superstition also. A person can be involved in other gunas, but this gunas which are of this nature, they are so terrible gunas. And it isn't just a matter of being united or disunited. It is a matter of our qabr, the life in our qabr. It is a matter of how our mort is going to come. And those are the most serious, the most vital time, moments of a person's life is when his ruh will go out. And for a mu'min, Allah Ta'ala has mercy upon us. Shaitan makes his utmost effort on that person at that time. He will come in different ways in order to snatch his iman from him. And then in the qabr, how long will we be? The day of Qiyamah. Today a person, one is a person, say he has lost his iman. And one, a person says, I'm no more Muslim. Na'uzubillah, voluntarily. What that person is saying? That person is declaring, I'm prepared to go in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. And if we just think a little bit, we can't think of the fire of Jahannam. Forget it. Yeah, a little bit. Boil your electric kettle with water and just the steam. Just try and put your finger a little bit in that steam. And if you have to be sprayed with that boiling water, and if you have to drink that boiling water, and you have no choice but to drink it. Yeah, just a little bit, sometimes a fish bone gets stuck. And if your food is the thorns of Jahannam, and you have no choice but to eat it, we can't imagine it. So, yeah, iman is a valuable thing. Allah gave it to us free of charge. Mali muftile be raham. Because we, those people who sacrificed for the iman, the Sahaba, they knew the value. Today also, many people who sacrifice for the iman, they know the value of that iman. But for us today, in small matters, we just said, little children, I'm no more Muslim. No. Just because of the chappies, that you can't eat this, you can't eat that, then I'm no more Muslim. How have we brought up our children? Our greatest asset, the greatest La ilaha illallah. Small it is like this outwardly, but what a thing Allah has given us, our iman Allah has given us. So this is our very, very valuable asset that Allah Ta'ala has given us. We should also think that, see, the kuffar of Makkah, they were in Makkah for long, how many? A year, those who know history more will know. From the time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he worshipped the one Allah, he built the Kaaba, but eventually idol worship, 360 idols in the Kaaba since when? These people worshipping them, it was their government, it was their rulership, and they had unity also. They all worshipped the idols, they had unity. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, they blame Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you're destroying our unity. Yes, unity is not on anything else besides Alhamdulillah. Only that is unity. The real unity, Sharia-wise, actual fact, that is the only unity. Any other kind of unity is tafarruq. You are dividing, you are not uniting. But they who were worshipping idols, idols which they carved out with their own hands, either if you make him sit this way, he sits this way. Either you put food in front of him, the rat, the flies, eat it, they can't do anything. You worship that. And when somebody says, what are you doing? You are breaking the unity. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was accused of, and we all understand that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what unity. And in the farewell sermon of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he made the ummah one ummah. And he gave them, and that ummah, when it was that one ummah, it went through the length and breadth of the world. After that, how Islam spread, right up to Morocco at this side, right up to China at that side, right up to Russia and the top of the Soviet Union as we know it today there, right into Africa, yeah, where? That was the unity. Not this unity of the idol worship. And today also, when people have got a certain line, and which is not according to the Sharia, and anyone wants to correct it, show the right way, you are breaking unity, you are breaking up the ummah, you are disuniting the ummah. Who are the disunited? Who are causing the disunity? And always it has been that those who cause the division, they blame the other people of it. And this is a play, always a trick, to criticize, to demonize, to use derogative words so that you keep quiet. But we find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what? Majnoon, Sahih, Kadhaar, Na'uzubillah, what? But he did not detail it. He knew, Allah give us that yaqeen also. That this unity, the oneness of Allah, the Quran, the tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not by money, not by position, not by praises of people, not by gifts that we get, nothing, but the conviction in the heart, this is right, this is that unity. And anything else which is in any other way, any perks, any benefits, any other things which we are getting, those things can never bring unity. And this interfaith meetings is not new in our time. That right in the time, the kuffar, the mushriks of Makkah, they always were calling for interfaith meetings. Agreements with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that don't speak bad about our idols. Like today, don't call other people bad. That is also one thing. In our kalima, first is la ilaha, negate. It is important that a person whole life, he only says illallah, illallah, illallah. His iman is not complete. We have to say la ilaha. We have to negate. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budun. We have to announce and say that we don't believe in that. La a'budu ma ta'budun. Wa la antum a'budun. And you will never worship. And repeat it again. La a'budu ma ta'budun. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَبِدُونَ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. And clearly, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. You got your way, I got my way. No interpolation, no mixing up of things. This is the clear way. This is that unity of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This is what we are commanded with. And then they said, another interfaith meeting, that one day you worship our idol, and one day we will worship your Allah. How can that be acceptable? It's out of the question. There is no question about that. Again, interfaith meeting. That alright, you carry on, but don't speak bad about our idols. Don't tell us that they are useless. And don't speak ill. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam openly spoke ill about them. Openly told them that they are useless. They can do absolutely nothing. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in their court case, where they were, he says, they are there, so ask them. This big person, he's got the idol, this big idol, he's got the chopper on him. Ask him, let him speak. So they openly declared that these things were useless. They were not that policy of keeping of sulh kul. We make peace with all. That we don't tell this one bad and we don't tell that one bad. All of us, that we have peace with all. No, that is not our policy. We cannot get away with these things. We have to face Malakul Maut. We are going to face Munkar and Nakir in the Qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, we are going to stand in front of Allah. Our life is not this dunya's life. Our life here of 100 years, who will live for 100? Very few. When 100 is absolutely nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Akhirat life is not 1,000, not 10,000, not 100,000, not a million, billion, trillion, trillion, trillion. It is forever and ever. Our iman is important. Allah Ta'ala let us understand and make efforts in the right direction and get our priorities in order. We still, as long as we got breath, Allah's doors of Tawbah are open. Until that Sakarat doesn't start. And now you are start seeing the things of Akhirah. Till that time, Allah is so merciful, He will accept. Bani Israel, they went, Samiri made that calf, that ox, and He made them worship it also. Allah made them also mark. And they were the chosen people of that time. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what are Bani Israel? They favorites of Allah for that time. But the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what is like this ummah? Just make tawbah. Turn to Allah, and Allah give us proper understanding, guide us to righteousness, and let us understand our deen properly, and whether it is the word unity or anything else, let us not use the Islamic terminology and put other filth and dirt in there. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.